Hello everybody, I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist and I represent Microsoft with software companies in the United States Pacific Northwest. I'm here with Stuart Solarier to explore the new language features in C# 4. It's a whirlwind tour of C# 4. Stuart's going to describe each of the major features and why it's useful. He doesn't get into best practices nor suggested usages. It's just the facts about each feature.
Hello. I'm Stuart Solarier, and I'm a Microsoft Regional Director in Portland, Oregon, and an MVP on Connected Systems. You can reach me through my blog at visualstuart.net.
Hey, Stuart, what's today's whirlwind?
Today we're going to talk about something new and slightly interesting with events in C# 4.0. Now, the syntax for events in C# makes them look like fields. And they have a pair of accessors. Those are add and remove. And we access those accessors using a pair of assignment operators, plus equals and minus equals. Now, the problem is that prior to C# 4.0, those field-like events were synchronized across threads using lock this. Now let's talk about synchronized across threads. That means if I have multiple threads all trying to modify the event by adding or removing event handlers, we want to make sure that that's done in a serialized way so that the system is always in a consistent state. Let's go take a look at what I mean. I have here a sample of a custom event called tick on StockTicker, and it looks like a field. I've compiled this code under Visual Studio 2008, so I'm compiling it against C# 3.0, and I'm going to go to Reflector and take a look at what this code generates. So here I am in Reflector, and I've got my C# 3.0 example, and I'm just going to drill into my StockTicker class. There is the tick event, and here's our add and remove accessors. Let's just open one of those up, and you can see that this uses the method impl attribute passing in a value of synchronized. Let's go find out what that means. So here I'm looking at the documentation for the method impl attribute class. When I'm using that attribute in the code, I'm constructing one. So let's go ahead and take a look at the code for the constructor. And that's using this last overloaded constructor, the one that's passing in options. Let's take a look at the options that we have. One of those options is the one we saw, synchronized. And synchronized is specifying this is going to generate some code on behalf of the attribute and guarantee that, in our case, instance methods are going to lock the instance, the object that was passed in. So that's our lock this. And I'm here to tell you that lock this is always a bad idea, because I don't need to prevent access to all of the members of the class, because if I had two different threads modifying two different events on the same class, I would not need a synchronization mechanism to make sure that the system is always in a consistent state. So we're locking too much. We're preventing all access to it in order to serialize access to a single field. Now, it's true that that works in that it certainly effectively serializes concurrent changes to the event. What it leads to is deadlocks. Let's just quick review. Deadlock means that I have thread A and it's waiting for some resource that thread B has. Thread B is sitting there waiting to acquire some resource that thread A has, so neither thread can proceed forwards. That's a deadlock. So if I'm doing a lot of locking, if I'm locking objects that are too large, the probability goes up that I'll encounter a deadlock. And that's especially going to be true in environments that are hostile to locking, for example, when the CLR is running in the context of SQL. The solution is that in C Sharp 4.0, field-like events are now synchronized across threads using a compare and swap technique. Let's go take a look at that. If I go back to Reflector and take a look, I've taken that same events code that we were looking at and compiled it in Visual Studio 2010 using C Sharp 4.0, and I get different code as a result. So I'm drilling into the same, exact same source code. Here's our tick event. We have our add and remove accessors. And this code looks very different. We don't have the method impl attribute on it. And we've got a while loop. And that while loop is trying to do a compared exchange on something that's interlocked. So this is using a different mechanism, not a lock, to provide that serialization so that multiple threads access the event in a consistent way. One result is that that code is actually 17 bytes larger per accessor. You've got two accessors per event field. On the other hand, it executes faster because it's not trying to acquire a lock. And certainly in the case of a deadlock, it would actually execute a whole lot faster because it might actually finish as opposed to deadlocking. So in this case, the add and remove calls are effectively serialized. We've got that same behavior before. And we've got some added benefits because I needed to have an object to lock to do a lock this. With the new implementation, I can have a static event, and the event previously was restricted to being only a reference type, and it could now be a value type. Again, a value doesn't have a this object to refer to it, unless I box it up. We're not interested in doing that. So by changing the mechanism wherein the accessors to events are serialized, the event mechanism has actually become a lot more general. Let the buyer beware. If you wrote code that performs a lock this in order to make some call that you're making to delegate combine thread safe, that's no longer going to synchronize with the thread safety mechanism for the plus equals and minus equals operators. So it doesn't work the way it used to. Nobody makes a change to a fundamental language feature like that lightly. But it is a change and a breaking change. And so for that, the C# team is very sorry. They're sorry, really, that they took the lock this in the first place and so had to take this action in order to correct it. But it is a better world for events that we get as a result. Odds are that if you knew how accessors synchronize for events in C# before C# 4.0, and you did something with the lock to synchronize with it, you probably realize you're doing something very interesting and unusual with events. And so please realize that this is going to affect your code when you move it forward to C# 4.0. It is a small but important point. That's it. I hope you have an eventful day using C# 4.0.
This is Bruce again. Thanks for watching. The links to the code are posted up on Channel 9, and you can come join me on the USISV community blog.
And this is Stuart Solarier. I'll see you at visualstuart.net.